Hi everyone, welcome back to Sashay Away with Barry. I am on vacation in Provincetown. I am in my rental at this moment. And I have some very unfortunate lighting happening right now, so I am looking very yellow. But this is what we get. I'm on vacation and that is the way it is. And it's taken me almost a week to get this recording done. This is our Toots and Boots episode for the Lip Sync Smackdown. I'm here by myself. I got David and Roger's Toots and Boots via text. We had a lovely text conversation today. We just couldn't get time together with me being on vacation. David is getting ready for a giant event starting on Sunday, which is our 275 challenge, which I am taking part of. It is my first day back in the city after vacation, so I will be starting my challenge that day. So he is very busy getting that ready for that. And Roger just flew back to Texas, so we couldn't get together. And so we had a lovely, lovely text chat. We will talk more next week about the lip syncs before we do the actual Toots and Boots for the episode next week, because we got a lot to say. And it's just not going to be that clear when I show you these texts, because I took screenshots of our texts to read through for their Toots and Boots so that we have them as well. I think it's a really fun way to get around not being all together and getting to talk about these Toots and Boots. I'm drinking the soda because I drank too much at tea today, and so I'm having a little nip of the Diet Coke. And I'm thirsty. It is 10 o'clock at night here. I'm getting ready to go to bed. I know most people go out and have a great time at night. We are not those people. I'm saving that up for Friday when my friends Ryan and Juan show up. We will go out that night. It's my last night here. It is their first night here. So we will get to stay out late that night, maybe. I can't stay out too late. I'm going to leave very early Saturday morning, probably. And so I have to drive home. So I can't be too sleepy for that, but we will see when that gets here. Right now, let's talk about RuPaul's Drag Race All-Star 6, Episode 10, The Toots and Boots from the Lip Sync Smackdown. Let me share my screen with you all. We start with Miss Serena Cha-Cha. She is our first eliminated queen. She wore this pink robe dress kind of thing and revealed down to this bedazzled nude illusion bodysuit. I guess I need to bring up, we're just gonna look at them right now. I'm gonna toot this look. I actually like the look. I don't like her wig. I don't like the wig. That's all I can say. I think Raja and Raven love this wig and I just didn't get it. It's not for me. But when I get to the actual screenshots of them, we'll go through the Toots and Boots. On Instagram, it was just a 40% toot, 60% boot for Serena Cha-Cha. I think that's fair. It's not a great outfit. It's fine. I think people just don't like her as well. Then we had Jiggly Caliente in this little corset, panty and robe. And the corset is over the robe, it looks like, because it's kind of tucked in. She's got this great ponytail. I think she definitely looks better. So I really like this look. Instagram was torn on it with just 50-50 toot and boot for Miss Jiggly Caliente. So here's what Roger, This is what Roger, David, and I talked about. Roger said that Serena won in his eyes. David said he liked Jiggly better. Serena felt a little too campy for him. Poor Serena can't catch a break with y'all laughing at us. I said, I like Jiggly more too. Serena, just, you get to see all of our typos in this, which is really, there are tons. Serene, also known as Serena, just did some random dance moves that had nothing to do with the song, and Jiggly had the attitude that the song needed. David said, yes, yeah, Jiggly gave me a performance. Roger doesn't know what to think about us. So Roger liked her outfit more. And let me go back, because they actually did toot and boot this, and I didn't, because later, well, you'll see where the toots and boots actually happen, but this one, they actually just did thumbs up and thumbs down, I think. Roger tooted Serena. Just want to verify. Yes, Roger tooted it. David booted it. I tooted because I think it's actually not bad for Serena cha-cha. And then for Jiggly, it was the opposite. David tooted it, Roger booted it. I tooted as well because I think I like it. Roger thought Serena won the lip sync. David and I both felt that Jiggly Caliente did. There you have it. Next, we have Silky Nutmeg Ganache. I actually like this outfit. I just think it looks terrible on her. It looks like she has a tire around her waist as her hip pads.
It's just a...
Excuse me, I told you I had a lot to drink. To me, it does not look good. I do like her wig. So I like that. Instagram was torn on this one as well, which is 50-50%. Toots and boots on this, so right down the middle. Jiggly Caliente, I love this hair. Her face looks amazing. I actually like the animal print cat suit. I don't like the sequence on the hips and on the arm. The arms don't bother me as much as the hips do. The hips really, really bother me. But it was a 65% toot on Instagram. I would agree with that. I think she looks good. What did the boys have to say? David says, boot, silky, toot, jiggly for the looks. And jiggly looks sickening. Roger says, oof, the pads on these outfits. No man, boots on both. I said, Jiggly's hair, her look for me. That doesn't even make, see, I told you, there's typos. I tooted it because of her hair. That's basically what I was trying to say. But the tie around Silky's waist was so distracting. But I do think David said, I do think Silky won the lip sync. Again, she gave a performance. I know she ripped it off another queen, which is true. Roger agreed Silky's performance and win. I agree. Silky did win this lip sync. She did this titty trick on her entrance look, but it's forgivable because the judges haven't seen it yet. So we all agree that Silky won this lip sync. We all booted Silky's look. David and I tooted Jiggly's look, but Roger did not. He booted it. Next, we have Yara Sophia. Warning, David hates Yara. I love her. I think this look is gorgeous. I think she looks stunning. Her face is beautiful. I love this jacket. The reveal is typical Yara Sophia. Her body is sickening. She did get a 70% toot on Instagram. So bravo to Yara Sophia. Jiggly Caliente came out in this cover-up robe thing and then reveal down to these fringe pants. I don't know if it's a cat suit or what. I like her wig is what I'll say. The rest I'm not a huge fan of. It was just a 52% toot, so right on the border again for Miss Silky Nutmeg Ganache. I don't love it. David says he's actually going to toot Silky because he thought it was fun and different. I don't know if he's talking about her outfit or her performance. I don't know. I said, I think Yara won the lip sync. Silky's stunt had nothing to do with the song. You may hear me say that a lot. I do not enjoy when she poured water on herself for this song. It made no sense. It made zero sense at all. Roger said, I think I bought it both locks on Instagram. I'm going to say that means booted because we did talk and that's what he said. David said, you know how I feel about Yara's looks. I said, yes, you're a hater. He said, her face scares me. I thought she looked beautiful, but everyone is entitled to their own opinion. There you have that. And her outfit isn't interesting to David, so he booted it because he hates Yara Sophia. Roger, I was impressed by both looks and both performances. David asked what song it was, Point of No Return by Exposé. Oh, right, not the best song choice. A good song, just not for this format, in my opinion. That was all from David. I said it was better than that Ariana Grande song. He said, oh yeah, that was also bad. But Roger said, put all those songs in a playlist on Spotify and the queens will go crazy. And we could not agree more. So with this one, I don't know what Roger's thoughts on David. thought Silky won and tooted her look. I thought Yara won, tooted her look. I booted Silky. He booted Yara. We're tied there. And Roger booted both looks. Roger is booting everyone on this one, but said Silky won. Next, we have Scarlet Envy. What can you say? She looks fucking stunning. This was a 97% toot on Instagram. I could not agree more. Whoever you are that booted this look, shame on you, because she looks stunning. Silky also looks good. Not as good as Scarlet, obviously, but looks good for Silky. Her dress is a wee bit short. But who cares? It didn't ride up and you didn't see her cooch at all. So she managed that. I think her hair and face are gorgeous. Probably the best makeup she's had all season long. So good job for that. She did get a 67% toot on Instagram for this. There, that's 2/3. I said that Scarlet looks incredible and I shoot her look. Yes, I gave her a shoot for this look. It was the best of the night. That's all I can say. Roger said toots all around, so both Silky and Scarlet get it. David said this is the best Silky has ever looked as well. I toot Silky because she looks very, very pretty. David said big toots for both. I absolutely love Scarlet, and this is the best Silky's ever looked from Roger. I said Scarlet looked like she stepped off the set of a Marvel movie, and Roger lost his fucking mind because I knew he would. He's a Marvel a nerd. I don't know. He's not a nerd. He is a nerd, but that's not what I mean. He's a super stan. That's it. And then David said, remind me of Silky's stunt for this one. It was a flag. Oh, right. Had nothing to do with Cher song. That's what I said. Roger then, still keeping on with the Marvel, says, you know, Agatha wants that look. yes. With this one, I felt I felt it was more who's worse. And I think Scarlett just have a really mediocre lip sync. And then he corrected it. Who was worse? Had a blah, blah, blah. Jesus, I can't type. I told you we're going to get lots of typos. That was all from David Hovey. And Roger says, yeah, Scarlett still looked pissed from being eliminated and showed in her performance. So we all tooted the looks and agreed that Silky did win. I've said agreed. Silky won, but just barely. I think she knew she didn't have to do much. This is Silky Nutmeg Ganache's lip sync against herself. Sorry, I have to take a drink. She is in a green cover-up dress, and then really down to her split body with the man and the woman for the Barbie girl lip sync. I think the green is actually really good. I think that the outfit underneath is messy, along with her performance. It was a 72% toot on Instagram. This is her highest toot, I believe. I don't know what the last one was. 67. Oh, yeah, that one should have been higher to me. This one was very entertaining. I will say that. Roger says, boot for the look, toot for the sheer gumption. David said, okay, so this look a toot simply because of its eventual function. This look is a toot. See our corrections. I said this look and her performance were messy. She's lucky Akira didn't come back. David thought that was a hot take, because I do think if Akira came back, Silky would have lost this because it was so messy. It was entertaining, but messy. Then I said, but it was entertaining in its messiness. David lived for it. Roger said, I was alone in the cottage. He was here at P-Town. I was alone in the cottage, and when this came on, I was screaming. So there you have it. Roger and I boot the looks, and David tooted it. Obviously, Silky won. There was no challenger, but I think Akira would have won. Jan, she's a man, is what Silky said. This is what she came out in. I think she looks great. It is very similar to Scarlet Envy's, just not as good. But also makes sense for the lip sync song. She did a wig reveal and then took the cape off. She got just a 65% toot on Instagram. Fine. It's a good look. Silky Nutmeg Ganache came out in this giant coat. again, we expected a reveal, also a hair reveal, because this wig is barely sitting on her head. She threw it off immediately because it wasn't going to stay. Down to this reveal of this cat suit, I don't know what to call it, and short blue wig. I don't like either of these looks. But it got a 61% too on Instagram. I guess that's fair. I don't know. I just don't like it. David was continuing. It was just such a seizing of a moment. I moved on to Jan 1, and David said, "Ooh, Barry is done with it." I laughed. He said, "David did win. Jan looks impeccable." I said, "We can talk more about the lip syncs when we're back next week together." Because he hadn't finished talking about Silky's performance, and I was over it. Roger said, "Toots for Jan. Look and performance, boots for Silky." And I agree with that. David wrote any more. He said, "I toot Kooky Silky with the coat on." I agree with that, but boot with it off. So we are going with the reveal. So it is a boot. Silky got 3 boots. Jan got 3 toots, and we all think she won. I said, "Yes, Jan got screwed again." I boot Silky because I don't really like either look. Jan gets toots all around from me, and she broke the stage lights. David said, "Silky did." And I said, "No, Jan did." Roger tooted the guitar. I said, "This lip sync was the point where I got tired of Silky's props, but at least this one made sense for the song. Jan still won." David agreed. Roger, Jan did. David, poor Jan. Poor Jan can't catch a break on this fucking show that she worships. It's sad. Next, we have Pandora Box, giving us a robe with a corset and panty and some thigh-high boots. I think she looks gorgeous. This hair is really good on her. She usually wears red hair, so this blonde hair is a nice treat for us all. I think she looks really, really good. It was a 90% toot on Instagram, so everyone agreed that this was a good look. Silky came out in this little two-piece number, the skirt and the bra, with a shrug, and then took it off to reveal this glitter diaper. I love the skirt look. I hate the glitter diaper look. But she still got a 65% toot for this. If it was just the first look, it would be a high, high toot. Because of the second look, I'm very torn in the middle. I said Silky won the lip sync, and I would have tooted Silky's look if she didn't have that glitter diaper on as well. So I booted it, apparently, when we were talking. Toot both looks. Silky won the lip sync from Roger. I said Pandora looked amazing. Roger said, "Let's be real, Barry. You know we all have glitter diapers underneath our outfits, especially when in P-Town." And David said, "This took a turn. First of all, I don't have a glitter diaper. I do have glitter. I have sequin panties, not glitter panties. But they are for pride only." I said, "But we are not on RuPaul's Drag Race." Toot Pandora, boot Silky from David Hubby. I agree with him. And he says Silky won the lip sync. I agree with that as well. Roger is still talking about his silver panties, says he's wearing one now. I should have asked for photos so we could put them on here, because I don't believe him. David said Pandora was a bit campy as well. I said, I think the little skirt was cute. Oh, this is back to Silky. I think the little skirt was cute. She didn't need that reveal. Roger said, "But Pandora is camp." David said, "She is. We know this. Show us something else." I said, Pandora did the best she could. She just needed a better song to lip sync to. They forced her to do that fucking stutter talk that she had been doing all season with the ridiculous. Only this time it was part of Ariana Grande's song. David said, "Yeah, it was just not the right song for her. It was not." Let me go back. So let's recap. Pandora got toots. Silky got boots. Did Roger toot her look? No. Oh yeah, he did. Tooted both looks. And we all think Silky won the lip sync. Yuriko O'Hara came out in this cat suit. It is nothing new. I honestly thought this is something she'd already worn before. She had on this ugly green wig that kept falling off as well. I rewatched it. The first time I didn't notice it. The second time I watched, I saw her playing with it. I don't know if you all saw that, but I just scratched my boobs underneath my shirt. That's not even paying attention to what I'm doing. I'm just talking. So yeah, I don't love this look. It did get a 57% toot on Instagram. Okay, that's fine. Silky Nutmeg Ganache came out in Missy Elliott's outfit with a giant piece of tape across the middle of it. I'm guessing there was a hole in it. And then she tried to do a reveal down to this bodysuit, but the reveal was a giant fail. I do like her wig. I think it's the same wig she wore on the first lip sync. which is fine. You can rewear wigs on this show. I'm not judging you. They were obviously different weeks because they lip synced every week. So it just happened to be that they're on the same episode. I don't like this though. It was the only boot of the week and it was 80% boot. Very, very unanimous. Poor Silky. This did not do it for you, honey. David says, I do not care for either of these looks. Silky, for me, I said Silky equals a boot, the biggest one I can give her. Eureka is a boot just because it's so typically boring. Eureka won, in my opinion, meaning the lip sync. Roger said, boot for both looks, and Eureka won the performance. David said, Eureka absolutely won, but does that mean she will stay? Roger says, I predict a double win. I said, but this whole thing was just a way to get Woo-Rika back. That is another typo, and I corrected it with saying Eureka. And I said, I don't think a double win at all. Silky was at Roscoe's for a viewing party, and basically that she was out of the competition. David said, such odd production choices then. I said, yeah, it makes no sense. And David said, or Roger said, it's just so late to bring back someone who left weeks ago, meaning Silky. Those of you who don't know, this TikTok video is not that. This is a video of Silky performing and she fell on her face. I just wanted to share it with them because I thought it was funny. But there is a video of Silky Nutmeg at Roscoe's. Raja was also there and they were talking about Akira's choice to not continue. And Silky said, Raja is still in the competition, so she can't say anything, but I'm not, so I can talk. And so that, to me, says she did not win that lip sync, but I don't think she did either. I think Eureka won it, and I think they were just planning to bring Eureka back no matter what. It just happened to work out that she did a better job on the lip sync. There you go. So in summary for the last one, we booted all the looks and all thought Eureka did win the lip sync. In fact, I'm good. You can't see my boots. You couldn't see me scratch them. Sorry. That's it. That's our whole episode. I know this was a weird one because we weren't all together. I tried to do my best. You can read their own comments. You can read them when you watch it. That's the way it is. We will be back next week because I will be back in New York City. We will get it together for this next episode, which airs in about an hour, I guess. It's 10:22, an hour and a half. You can watch it, I guess. I think it's 4 a.m. because I think it's midnight West Coast time. So in a few hours, you can watch this episode, the next episode, and see that Eureka does in fact come back. And that's my prediction. I don't read spoilers. I don't know that. I'm just going off the lip sync that I saw. And basically, Silky told us that unless they hated both of them and no one gets to stay, which would be even funnier, actually. That's all. That's all I have to say. I am going to bed. You'll get to enjoy this video while I sleep because I'm tired. I'm having a great vacation, but things are coming to a close. I only have 2 more days left, Thursday, Friday, leave Saturday morning. So I am taking advantage of them, and you may not hear from me tomorrow. Maybe you will. I don't know. We'll see how the day goes. I'm going to try to watch the episode in the morning. The recap will not happen in the morning, just so you're aware, but it will happen. If you want to toot and boot these looks with us, they will be up sometime this weekend, probably not till I'm back in the city, I would say Sunday. If you want to toot and boot the Monster Ball from Drag Race Holland, season 2, episode 3, my favorite runway ever, I think they all look fantastic. It is up right now on my Insta story at Sashay Away with Barry. You can toot and boot those looks right now. They will be there till sometime tomorrow. I can't remember when I put them up. It must have been this morning. Yeah, I think this morning. So you have probably 8 hours, 9 hours, 10 hours to do it. Let me just look. Let's look right now. Da, 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 da. Yeah, 10 hours. You have 10 hours. So I would say 8:30 Eastern Standard Time. They will be gone. You have until then. That's all I have. Thank you all for watching and listening. I promise that we will be back next week together. I say promise, and then it won't happen, and you can call me liar. But I think we will. So I will talk to you then. Thank you for watching and listening. I love you all. Please stay safe out there. We're doing our best. Bye.